Hello, guys, and welcome back to this week's podcast. Today, we'll be talking to our special guest, Victoria Garrett. In this podcast series, we will ask our guest a couple of questions of cosmetology. Are you ready, Victoria?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm nervous for you. So question number one, who is your biggest inspiration and why?
My biggest inspiration would have to be my mom. She's gone through so much in her life and come out such an amazing person and kind of used her struggles to her advantage to learn more and grow as a person, which hopefully I hope is rubbed off on me a little bit in my years. But yeah, she would have to be my biggest inspiration.
Woohoo! I want to send a shout out to your mom. All right, question number two. What is your five-year plan after graduation?
Okay, so definitely right after graduation, I hope to start in like a smaller salon, build up my skills and possibly my clientele, you know, and throughout the years, build up more of my clientele, get my footing, see what I'd like to specialize in. And hopefully within that 5 year, I'll be transitioning to my own salon with my large amount of clientele.
All right. Question number three, could you please share a story to our listeners about your first time doing hair, be it good or be it bad?
Kind of tough. I've always braided hair. I played sports growing up and I've always had the opportunity to braid the girls on my team's hair, you know, whether it was for a volleyball tournament or a softball tournament or whatever it was. You know, we had free time on the bus traveling, I would braid their hair and I always had such a fun time doing it. And that's really where my love for hair came in, was being able to express myself and them through this experience of, I mean, braiding their hair and then showing it off to our crowd. So.
And now it comes full circle because you're doing the ACL event, aren't you?
I'm so excited.
Full circle. All right. Question number four. What has been your best experience so far?
I think definitely my best experience in life so far would have to be visiting Spain and getting to see a whole different type of Hispanic culture. I think that I got to predominantly see Mexican-American culture, but to see Spanish lifestyle as well is so incredibly different and such a mind-blowing experience. And to see just all the culture there and experience it in full effect was amazing. So,
oh my God, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to travel. All right. And the last question, what would be your best advice for all the new upcoming hairstylists?
Definitely breathe. It gets better and it gets easier the more you do it. And along with that, definitely take your free time, take advantage of it and practice and ask so many questions when you're in school. Because once you're out, people just expect you to know what you're doing. And at that point, you're past the point of asking questions. So definitely practice, ask as many questions as you can and just chill, because I promise it's going to get better.
Okay. And any shout outs you want to send to anybody?
I mean, shout out to my pugs, Lacey and Stassi, loves of my life. And yeah, I guess my family too.
It's like pugs first, family second.
Pugs first. I know. Oh, Ryan too.
All right, guys. And that sums up our mini podcast here with Victoria.
Happy birthday, Victoria.
Happy birthday. Woo!